DJW Mobile.
For DJW KO4PXB.
It sure does look like it's going to be a lot prettier today than it was yesterday. That sun coming up over the horizon.
Because they're predicting a little bit of the possibility of a little bit of a thunderstorm and shower today, but it didn't seem like much of a percentage.
Yesterday or the day before, like 11% or something like that, pretty low. Hopefully it'll stay away so we can get some work done.
Yep, you don't like the weather in South Carolina or the South, just wait a few minutes. It will change.
It never goes to the extremes. Like I was talking to Steve last night where they had 6 feet of snow up there next to the house and the snow drifts. Yeah, that at least we don't get that. I mean, we get snow, but it's usually here one day and gone the next.
Yep, like the old adage, it's if snow hangs around for more than 3 days, it's waiting on some more. So, yeah, we very seldom have that happen.
Working man, that used to be kind of a nice break. But not anymore. Now it's just an event.
Yep, with... With South Carolina, since I work for the a local government, it's up to the governor to close a county office. And so what always makes it worse is most of the time we're already there when they close it. Now you got to make that dangerous trek back home.
People are starting to realize now, and what, you know, the big companies and government don't understand is that they never really had the power. They only had the power they had because the people gave them that power. And I think the people don't want to do that anymore. And they're figuring it out. They're saying, yeah, go ahead, make whatever rule you want. Ha-ha. Because we don't have to work if we don't want to anymore. That's what the feds are trying to fight, is the leverage that the working people have now over the people they're working for.
Yeah, I know. It's definitely horrible. a couple years ago when it snowed and they closed, the roads were getting really bad. Whoever fell down on their job and did not call the other agencies throughout South Carolina told them that the governor closed, told the county offices they could close. So it was almost 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and just happened to be that one of the guy's wife that works in Columbia and said, oh, why wasn't he home yet, that the governor has closed the offices? And he said, well, nobody called us, so we still had to be there. So somebody really got in trouble over that one.
What we're figuring out now is you can't fire us all, and you're shorthanded anyway. So go ahead, do what you got to do. There's plenty more jobs if this one, if you shut this one down. And it's going to take the people that are using the people a while to figure that out. They're going to have to go through a lot of pain, hiring and hiring and hiring and reviewing and hiring. And eventually they're going to stop and scratch their head and say, what's going on here?
Hi, it's KO4PXB. I'm in the parking lot at my daughter's daycare, so I'm going to drop her off, and I'll be back in probably about 5 minutes. KO4PXB.
All right, I may be unloading. If not, I'll probably be here. It takes me about a half hour to make this run. W4DJW Mobile.